fucking tremors. I swear to God. Well, this is it, I guess. This is where we both knew I'd end up. Too bad my arms were never strong. I'm starting to really hate my muscles. No, I wouldn't rather fall to the ground. I saw this cheesy, bad movie based on Greek mythology once. Some god, Ares or Zeus or whoever, was sitting down next to this huge boulder in a serene landscape. And then someone who was with him said something he perceived that's just a bit too challenging. So he picked up the boulder, toyed around with it a bit, and then threw it against a cliff in the distance. And they both heard how it got crushed to bits. I want that. Take a chunk of the world and smash it beyond recognition, just because I can. Why are you looking at me like that? Isn't it too late to be all nice and polite anyway? Are you expecting me to be grateful? Well, yes, it annoys me for fuck's sake. That disbelief in your eyes, like you're still waiting for this to go away, for the cute, giggly girlfriend to come back and tease you and be amazed that you can make exotic dishes and actually remember to rub my clit when we fuck. As if that's some genius invention. Yeah, soon this will all blow over, right? My nervous system is just having a really bad cold and I am too stubborn to end up in a wheelchair anyway, right? Well, I'm in one now, so get the fuck over it. We both heard the doctor. I am this now. I'm bitter. I'm resentful. And I want to say things that fucking hurt you because you're the only one I know who's enough of a doormat to accept it. The only boulder I can crash against the cliff. Does it feel good to be that? I'm sorry, babe. Aren't you tired of hearing me apologizing? It's not like I want to learn from my mistakes or improve as a person. You know that, right? Fuck. I hate when experts talk about phases of grief as if anger is something people ever get over. They never had to haul their way up two floors until their palms are all bruised because the damn elevators decided to stop working again. No, I wouldn't let you carry me. I'm not a princess, and you have a herniated disc. Need I remind you? Stop thinking you can be protective of me, okay? Fucking makes me sick. You see that? Again, I did the exact thing I apologized for a minute ago. Why are you with me? I never thought you were one for charity projects. Oh, and what do you think love is? Some bizarre acceptance of anything, no matter how fucking unfair it is? Or is it a duty towards something that was once beautiful and alive who knows how long ago? People change. Besides, the old Greeks used the same word for love as for charity. What if they were onto something? Oh, really? Happy? How in the world, out of everything, do I make you feel happy? Are you even listening to me? I'm fucking abusive. I take out my disappointments on you. I'm yelling at you for no reason. I apologize for shit that I keep on doing, and that makes you happy? Where is your dignity gone? I thought you'd be above this. Well, what then? What the hell would you need me to do? Slap the delusions out of you? What? Why are you making that face? Come on, you're smarter than this. Well, what if I've always been like this? Or what if you're not the one I remember, huh? Because the man I know would at least not just stand there like a fucking idiot. What the hell are you trying to get out of me? Hello? I'm still standing here. Jesus Christ, would you look at me at least? All this talk about communication and openness. What was that for? God, you're annoying me right now. Even more so when I don't have anything to yell at you for. It's like you're still thinking you could cure me with some magical phrase, isn't it? Or, I don't know, come close to me and be all intimate and put your warm, loving hands all over me and make this all... No, don't fucking touch me. Stay the hell away from me, you goddamn... Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Jesus, what the fuck have I done? I didn't mean it. I swear. I don't know what the hell. I just... Yeah, like I said, why are you with me? How am I worth having around? I guess at least now I've shown you what I'm like. You should pack your bags and get away from me before you see more of this. It was only a matter of time anyway. Excuse me, what? You liked it. Hi. Fuck, oh God. What does that even mean? No, of course I'm not going to do it again. I am not good for you. I wouldn't be able to. Submissive. Yeah, but that's different. This isn't me calling you a good boy and patting you on the head like I used to. This isn't cute. Or playful, it's cruel and dark and fucking cold. Why would you? But you shouldn't trust me. Didn't I just demonstrate that? Why would you think I'd be mature enough to handle this? What I would want. I think you see that now I'm glaring at you. I want to fucking crush you against the cliff just to feel powerful for a moment. I'm so messed up. You're serious. You want me to. God. I need to. Okay. Wait. Okay. 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 If we're doing this, we must at least establish some safe words and gestures so that. Holy shit. You've actually thought this through. Listen, I can't promise that I'll be good at this, but I'm damn well going to try. Okay. Get your fucking clothes off. Now. Fuck, why does it feel so good to boss you around like you're nothing? I really like you. I know, I just, I need you to know that. God. Okay. I'll get my act together. Get the fuck down on your knees and spread my legs. You see these little panties? See how those inches of fabric cover my cunt? Do you think you're worthy of what's behind them? Huh? Worth having it shoved in your face, smothering you until you're gasping for air? Prove it to me. Look the fuck up. Are you? Are you ready? Holy fucking shit. Why is that so satisfying? Put your nose against my panties. Fucking smell my cunt through them. You want to make this worthwhile for me, don't you? Look up again. Suck on your fingers while you look into my eyes. More. Make yourself appealing to me. Good boy. Now, fucking shove them down your throat. Do as I say. Choke on them. That's it. Gag for me. God, your tears are so fucking beautiful. You don't know how good it feels that you would subject yourself to this just to make me feel good. Go. Go deeper. That's it. Cough. Drool. Cry for me. Let me wipe the tears off, you sweet, sweet boy. Okay, pull my panties to the side now. This pussy is going to be your new fucking religion from now on. Do you understand? You never worship anything else, and you'll fucking pray to it and beg for mercy when these thighs start crushing you. Are we clear? Holy shit, your cock is hard. Listen, you're not going to touch yourself, okay? Don't you fucking dare. This is about me doing whatever the fuck I want to you, and you're gonna take it. All of it, okay? Good boy. Now fucking lick my cunt while you lose your breath. You like being a slut for me, don't you? A choking, desperate, needy toy, crawling for me to seek my approval. Preferring my pussy before having air in your lungs. Work harder. I don't care if you get lightheaded. Or if your tongue starts to lock up. You don't mean shit to me. Why do I love saying that so much? You're gonna keep going. And not let up until I give you permission. That was desperate, please. I feel so fucking good to hear. That's it. Beg me to be merciful. Submit to me. Get drunk. Oh, Jesus. I don't think about letting anything go to waste. I'm thorough when I expect you. And lazy, cotton lickers don't deserve kindness. Whimper for me. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. You have no idea. To be cold and have you as my fucking slave. Let me stroke your hair, you beautiful man. Don't think about coming out for air. This pussy is your oxygen now. Your life. Suck on it. Drink from it. With my clit. Keep pleading to me. I might just stop pushing your head down if you make me come. But you need to keep at it. Make those circles. Polish this cunt like it's a fucking trophy and slurp my juices. Pout your lips like a good whore and keep your tongue moving until I grind this orgasm right onto your slutty fucking face. That's it. Keep licking me. Suck those juices. It's like that. Sure. This is so. What? Why are you the one calming me down when I'm the one who's abusing your fucking face? Oh my god. No. You're right. This only needs the rules we make for ourselves. Fuck everything else. You're absolutely sure that you're fine. Okay. Get the fuck up and bring that soap face close to mine. Now, you're not going to fuck this pussy. Understand? You're going to worship it with your cock. When you've shown me that you're worth it. Tilt your head back. You're gonna make your throat tempting for me. Do you hear me? Stroke yourself and moan for me. Beg me to choke you. Beg for the privilege. That's it. That's it. Be fucking pathetic. Feel my fingers tightening around you. My grip stiffening. I gasp for air now. Beg me to let you in or I fucking break you. Oh, you're so soothing when you're vulnerable. Push it in now. You. Beautiful. Put your hips to use. Thrush your cock inside me. Fuck. Start rubbing my clit now. Just don't get no delusions of grandeur just because you learned how to make me. Oh, fucking get you back. You're gonna work the inside of my pussy. Because I'm fucking telling you to. You're gonna keep the pace I want. And don't dare come until I say it's okay. Why are you doing this? Letting me be a fucking monster. No, you're right. I don't have to care. I'm gonna fucking slap you again. You hear me? I'm gonna do it. Because abusing you makes me wet. Turn the other cheek. And keep fucking me. My hormones are making me high. Again. More. Oh, good God, I'm just so good at taking it. Oh, look at those tears. Let me kiss them. He tastes like salt. I'm fucking suffering in pain. So goddamn intoxicating. Let me choke you again. Hotter. You're so good to me. Let me take all this meaningless discomfort and throw it your way. Just to feel better about myself. I'm not a good person. You hear me? I'm not someone you should accept or console or love. And you still think I'm worth choking you. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck me. Fuck me harder. Let me squeeze your cut until you're fucking exhausted. My cunt. Make me fucking use you until I throttle you senseless by coming on your fucking cup. Listen. Gasp for air. Squeeze your tears into my face. I keep rubbing my clit. Come. Fucking come for me. Warned you. I messed up. Oh gosh, I said you couldn't handle. What are you? Hey, careful with your back. I don't need you to carry me. Lay me down on the sheets. Come to me. Let me hold you. Fuck. My fingernails have marked you all over your neck. It looks so fucking good. You're precious. You're warm. You're letting me call you pathetic and be a fucking asshole to you. Thank you. Thank you, babe. No, I'm not angry anymore. Look, I don't even know what this says about me and I. You really don't care. No, it felt good to crush you. It's the first thing that's felt good for me in fucking weeks. I don't even care about my tremors anymore. The bruises on my palms, they feel like nothing because I slapped the shit out of you. Thank you. I fucking love you. I'm drifting off. Be here. When I dream about you, while I hold you, be here.